So, dear Kai, please stick together. The most common request during the Pumpkins United World Tour. Why did you decide to make your fans' dream come true with this album?
Well, because we are so fucking good people and so generous. No, actually, you know, this thing was long time in the talks. I mean, I always, whenever I met Vicky and Marcus and the other guys, and you know, I said, it would be kind of cool if we would do something together, like a special tour or something like that. And like many things happen, you know, we did these two shows, Gamma Ray, two tours with Gamma Ray and Helloween together. That was one part. I was working with Michael Kiske in Unisonic. And so, you know, things started to grow around this Helloween reunion. And finally, we kind of made up our minds to say, okay, let's sit all on one table at some point. And that point came after the album touring schedule was through with Gamma Ray, with Helloween, and you know, Kiske was kind of ready, you know, so because there was some like old stones put out of the way,
yeah,
especially between him and Vicky. So you know, we were kind of ready to talk about it, and well, on this talk, everything, like everybody was completely go for it, you know, and so finally we did it, and it's nice to have this big rock and roll circus thing now, to have a good solution with, you know, having the actual at that time Helloween band, and including me and Michael, and kind of, you know, fulfilling the whole thing.
Yeah, and which has been your feelings while working with this unbelievable team?
Very enthusiastic. I was used to many things. Many things were new to me. I mean, the way that band had been working in the past when I was not there. And I saw like differences towards the early past, of course. And, you know, I had to get together with all those characters that I don't know so well, and as well, you know, get together in terms of rediscovering the characters of the old guys. Because, I mean, we've done this very nice, long, successful tour together. And that's one thing. And everything went super well, super smooth. But doing an album is a different thing. It's much more intense, because especially with this reunion Helloween thing, because there's so much so many expectations, and you know, so many things you want to do the best album you can ever do at that time, right? And so sometimes we had tense moments, but all in all, we all managed to work together and you know, build up a thing together, and that was very, very nice to see.
Yeah, and how was the composition process? Was it difficult to characterize the songs? I mean, three different Helloween eras on one album.
Yeah, okay. it came kind of naturally because, you know, Vicky and me, we are kind of maybe more related to the old school Helloween, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, when we write songs, it's more in the vein of the Keeper or the... maybe the Walls of Jericho era. Yeah. And Andy and Sasha, they write different styles. I mean, they write the other Helloween stuff, how to put it that way, you know?
Yeah.
And the art in the end was to combine everything, and so it doesn't sound like a sampler.
You know,
because sometimes, of course, the styles differ in the songwriting. And we took the time to do some band work after the individual songwriters came with their ideas, and before we really started the production to put the songs, the final arrangements, and put in ideas of everybody and give it a chance to let a song written by an individual guy grow to a band song. And that worked out pretty well, I would say.
Yeah, and what about the production? I mean, analog recordings and the original drum kit by Ingo.
Well, it was just a lot of fun, I would say. I mean, this thing with the drum kit was, I think it was the idea of Danny and Charlie, our producer, to get this old drum kit. And I just loved the idea because, you know, Ingo was a part of the past, very important. He was a part of the tour with his drum solo. And now he became a part of the album production. And that was very nice to see. I mean, it was really heartwarming to walk into the studio and see his old drum kit built up there. And Danny worked it well, absolutely fantastic. And so it was, yeah, nostalgic and going to new undiscovered territories at the same time.
Can you spend a few words on Skyfall? I mean, both the song and the amazing video.
Okay. Well, as you know, the video was only a cut version of the song. The song originally, as I wrote it, was this 12 and a half minutes or whatever. And then, well, for some reason, we all decided that Skyfall is maybe a good track to come out because it has this Keeper vibe, that's for sure. And it's a kind of special song, I would say. And I was happy when I had the initial idea for Skyfall, which was the chorus and the words. And then I started to spin the story around this. The songwriting, I had the feeling this is something big. This is a good song. This is something that can grow into a real epic thing. And actually, it did. But I didn't plan it that way. It was just happening naturally, and I didn't have to force it. I just had a lot of ideas once I started the song, and the vision started to get more and more down to the point. That was really very nice. And the ending, I didn't have an ending for the song, but I thought about an ongoing theme, you know, to fly into space. And I got together in the rehearsal room with Marcus and Danny, and we tried out a few things, and then finally we came up with this based on one riff that is in the song already, and then the song was done.
Which main topics have you been exploring in the lyrics of Halloween?
Oh. You know, this is always up to the individual songwriter. You know, for me, it was this time again, I have to say, personally, something somewhere out in space. You know, I like this UFO alien theme, and it just happened because I didn't plan it. It happened because I had the chorus, I had the words, you know, I fell from the sky, so don't ask me why I'm feeling so down. So I imagine, okay, what could have fallen from the sky and who? And of course, the initial immediate idea was, of course, an alien. Who else will fall from the sky? You know.
Yeah.
That's more interesting than some parachute guy falling from the sky. That's boring. So aliens are more fascinating.
Definitely.
And that's how I came up and spun the story around it. And of course, there was a lot of Roswell, UFO Hangar 18 things involved in my thinking. And so finally it got the story of a little alien crashing to Earth and then freed by some guy who works in Area 51, and they escape together to the home planet of the alien, and they find that the alien planet has been destroyed by another alien race, so they're both homeless, and they have to travel through space endlessly to find a new home. That's the basis of the story. And the rest, I mean, all the guys wrote individual lyrics, and they range from everyday happening things, you know, things that concern you, and like cyanide or whatever. And then Vicky always comes up with some futuristic utopia themes, you know, where some guy is in a kind of waking up in some kind of George Orwell's scenery. or yeah. he is, you know, yeah, like, you know, suddenly he finds he's a robot king and stuff like that. You know, he's it's a bit of fantasy, and it's always kind of based on what surrounds us and what is real.
And what do you think about the awesome cover by Eliran Cantor?
Oh, I just fucking love it. It's a real piece of art, you know.
Yeah.
I had to think of old paintings of the old masters, you know, and even Da Vinci and stuff like that. It's really amazing. I really love that style. And we had different offers from various artists. Many were kind of in the old school Keeper era airbrush vein, you know, like classic, what you would expect maybe from the Halloween thing. But we didn't want that, actually. And we were happy when Eliran came with his style. And of course, all the artists, they got certain directions to say, okay, try to include the Keeper and, you know, some symbols that are belonging to Halloween. And Eliran did a great job. It's like really, I'm waiting for the art print coming out in 3x2 meters or something like that. I want to put it on my living room wall. I really love it.
I know it must be very hard to answer, but can you name a couple ups and a couple downs of the very early days with Halloween, a very different era?
Oh, I mean, that there was a lot of ups. I mean, well, we made a real great career back then, you know, I remember the first recordings for this death metal sampler, going to Berlin and really going to a studio. I mean, it was something like, wow, we are going to a studio, you know. Yeah. And we were just a little band. And then from that point on, we got the record contract for the mini LP and the Walls of Jericho. And that, like, went through the roof. We started to play all around the world. We played in East Germany and we played in East in the East Bloc, like Poland and countries that were still kind of closed from socialism. And that was pretty amazing, you know, to see, like, for instance, in Hungary, we played a stadium and there were like, 15,000-20,000 people coming, and they were coming for us, and we couldn't believe it. You know, that was really amazing. And then, of course, it got even better or even more hilarious when we did the Keeper albums, and we really started to get into this big league. Of course, that's the same point where the problems kind of started internally and externally. You know, too many managers, too many, you know, being part of a machinery suddenly. That's something different than just, you know, making music for fun. There was some hard times, you know, even though success was big, but band internally, there was like too many different opinions on the style of music and too many egos clashing and so on and so on. I mean, meanwhile, we're much more calm and we see things more from a nowadays, relaxed point of view. So, Monsters of Rock, England was really Castle Donington. That was just fucking amazing. I think it was 70,000 people. You stood on stage and you couldn't see where it ends. That was just like unreal, right? There were definitely a lot of great and a few bad moments for sure.
Is there any news you can share about Gamma Ray's future plans?
Well, actually, of course, Gamma Ray normally is on ice as long as I'm busy with Halloween. Gamma Ray is not dead, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. We want to continue. And unfortunately, I can't just clone myself and do both at the same time.
Yeah.
But this unfortunate corona situation might give us a chance to produce an album this year and release it next year. We're writing songs and we're trying to get everything together. And even with the lockdown situation getting a little more relaxed, we might be able even to get together for rehearsals and playing, because otherwise we would have to do a production with online communication, which of course is not the same thing. But yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah, and what music are you into when it comes to listening for your own pleasure?
Oh my God, of course. I'm a big sucker for the old school metal stuff. I mean, the stuff I grew up with, the glam rock, the hard rock, like UFO, Deep Purple, Sweet Slade, and then all of the new wave of British heavy metal. You know, that's kind of my, yeah, that's what is in me and what I always love to listen back to. Beyond that, I pick up bands from the new age from time to time that I like. For instance, latest was Beast in Black. Then Sonic Syndicate I like very much. I loved Tenacious D, Pick of Destiny, great soundtrack, awesome. I love Pink Floyd. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever they did, I love it. Yeah. And so on. So I even listen to Eminem sometimes.
Yeah.
He has got some cool stuff, but probably that's definitely the only one of those rappers that I really like. But I'm kind of open for other stuff. But yeah, it has to kick my ass.
So which final message and greeting would you send out to the Italian fans of Kai and Halloween?
I would say I will be very, very delighted to come back soon and play. So I hope our planned tour next year will happen as planned. And I can't wait to see you all and rock out together and have a great, great time in Italy. I always had, and I love it.